fair?
Not yet. Maybe this weekend. All right, we'll call this meeting to order. It is the Oceano Community Services District. Today is Wednesday, July 23rd. It is 6:30 p.m. Marie, would you give us a roll call vote, please?
Director Angelo?
Here.
Director Blackburn?
Here.
President Guerrero?
I'm present.
Director White?
Here.
And Miss Lucy is out of town this evening, so we do have a quorum present. We'd like to wish Lori Angelo a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're glad to have her with us. Was it two days ago?
Sunday, yeah.
Sunday, 3 days ago. Okay, well, happy birthday to you, Lori.
Thank you.
If you'll join me in the flag salute.
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number four is the agenda review. Does anybody have any suggested changes or movements of items that are on the agenda? Oh, before we go any further, welcome, Pavel.
Before we go any further, aren't we supposed to swear him in?
Pavel has already been sworn in.
Oh, not at a public thing?
Yeah, I did it on Monday.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. That would have been an announcement, but there we go. So we want to thank Mr. Ogren for being here, and we look forward to bright new futures. So, item number four is the agenda review. Does anybody have any changes or movements?
I didn't see any. Jennifer?
Nope.
Okay. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Carries 4-0. Move on to item number five, which is public comment on matters not on the agenda. Is there a public comment this evening? Good evening, Ms. Tacker. Marie, would you check the clock there?
Can I have just 1 minute for this part of the meeting?
Why don't we stick with doing 3 and 3? I think that makes the most sense. So we don't have the...
Then I can't participate throughout the agenda, Matt.
You're participating now.
And if you go back to your board's bylaws and guidelines on participation, the breaking up of the 3 minutes was allowed.
Is that correct, Jeff? Do you know?
Jeff wasn't involved.
I believe it was.
Okay.
Yes.
Then, yes, you can take 1 minute now.
I'd like to thank you very much. My first minute of the evening, I would like to welcome Pavo, and I have seen improvements already, so that is a good thing. One of the concerns I have, and I'd like to see how you're going to go about prioritizing his work. There are a zillion things that are on past agendas that were to have been on future agendas, and Ms. White some months ago suggested that your board as individuals put in your kind of lists of things that should be put together, and I welcome that conversation to set those priorities. And I have to say that for me, of the highest priority, of course, is your generator.
We have the majority of our time. We delivered 89 door hangers. We made repairs to 5 street lights on Highway 1. It's the older light posts that we own and maintain. We also participated with Ride Napomo on cleaning the levee from 22nd Street down towards the beach. It was very successful. We removed almost 40 yards of trash out of there, and we got about 8 complete bicycles that are going to be delivered to the sheriff's station. So it worked out very well. That's not the first time we do community service. We've supported the community by removing dead animals such as deers, dogs. We've cleaned up human feces that are on stairs. So we do participate in a lot of other activities that the community is probably not aware of.
I was aware. I got the email.
Yes. So that covers the past 2 weeks. Any questions?
I'll start with Ms. Angela. Do you have any questions for Tony?
me take a minute. No, but I'll talk to you about it later because it's not on the agenda today. I was wondering about the generator issue, too.
Okay.
Yeah, as for the generator, where I'm at with that, I have called the engineer firm, and they will be starting that project for the site plan next week.
Okay, great.
Yay.
Jennifer, do you have any? Karen?
Yeah. I'm very glad we helped Ridenapomo mm-hmm. on that cleanup. I am still very confused about what is private land, what is public land. And I thought the levy was only, there was only permission to build the levy. There wasn't permission for horses to ride on it. And I thought that was going to be banned, horses, motorcycles, bicycles, because of the threat of erosion as they go up and down the banks. And now I don't understand how it's become a trail. And I'm not going after the horse people because one of my neighbors belonged to this group. But I just don't understand why, I understood it was private land and why people are down there cleaning up private land. What's the deal?
The Napomo Ride Club, they volunteer their services to clean up numerous areas, not just in Oceano, all the way to the North County, down to here. As for being public land or private land, at this time I do not know, but I will find out for you, and I'll definitely get back to you.
President Guerrero?
Yes.
If I might add a little bit. Certainly that, there have been some concerns expressed by both property owners mm-hmm. and some others regarding the cleanup, and I talked to the county today. The county had a little bit of concerns too, and their simple request in future is to make sure to coordinate with them and to take a couple other procedures in advance to notify property owners. Because certainly the county believes that they have the access rights to get into the levees and do the cleanup and the maintenance work associated with the levees. And so their request is simply that in the future we make sure to coordinate with them and coordinate a little bit better with the property owners.
I understand that some one or more property owners were quite upset that people were on their property.
I'm going to be making a few phone calls tomorrow as okay. well to property owners.
Thanks. I think that the bottom line is there was very good intentions, but something...
Oh, I think the results were very, very good.
Right.
But just some upfront coordination would probably be more appropriate in the future.
Learn as we go and make
well,
it.
What about the use of taxpayers' money to clean up private land? If we had a truck down there or something that we were assisting, I have no objection to us doing it. I think it's commendable.
Yeah.
But are we spending taxpayers' money on private property?
And so there's limits of activity that should be established within the public easement area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I did, if you see the email, I did speak with the Sheriff's Department, and they advised me that they were going to be having some sort of a roundup or a cleanup over there also because of the homelessness and the feces issues that are going on by the levee. And so they are going to address it. They didn't give me a timeline, though, so I don't have that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Anything
you'd like to add, Pablo, to the operations report?
Nope.
Okay.
Barbara wanted to say something.
Barbara, did you want to make public comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to maybe bring up suddenly, Napomo's very interested, but we're still cleaning up the levee because I'm sure everybody sitting here knows that they're very interested in being able to have the staging of the horses at the end of the year.
Try this, I don't break it. I attended the Zone 3 Advisory Committee and Grover. No, actually, it was here this week. And went by pretty fast. There was a lot of touch on the water plant operations and dam storage releases, which I'm sure Karen has the information as well. Also, the proclamation for water conservation during drought, the different agencies submitted their proclamations. And they are in here in regards to saving water through the drought time. And there's also been a surplus water and drought planning. That is still in the works. We're still working on that between the agencies that are involved. There hasn't been a final of that that I know of, and there's been, you know, a little bit of back and forth as to what we're going to do, but I know Pismo, Arroyo Grande, Grover, and Avila Beach have all submitted their evaluations for the water drought conditions and what they're asking people to do as far as not watering except for certain hours of the day, that type of thing. I know we had a thing go out in the mail for Oceano, and I didn't get a chance to read it because my granddaughter got it before I did. So I know everybody seems to be participating, and there has been, you know, a few little bumps in the road, but it appears to be that things are going to come together, and the proclamation will be going towards the supervisors probably pretty soon. And what else? They have declared that the surplus water amount not less than 2,327 acre feet. We're looking for an El Nino this year, but from the way the weather plans are right now, it doesn't appear that could happen. There's going to be a slight chance it will, so we're probably going to have at least a good dry season again. Although we're supposed to be getting some rain this weekend, but so far it's just been wind. So hopefully we'll get a little bit of water just to green things up a little bit, but it's still in the works and it's still in the planning stages, and they haven't got quite final with it for everybody's signatures and stuff, so that's probably going to be coming probably in the next 30 days, I would think. That's it.
Thank you, Ms. Angela. Ms. Blackburn?
I did get a chance to attend the water shortage tabletop discussion that was put on. I think it was put on by SLO County OES, the Office of Emergency Services, wherein we planned to discuss multiple scenarios of water shortage. We did manage to pretty much get through the first scenario, which was of a community similar to Cambria running dry. And we did discuss that one relatively thoroughly. We talked about what a trigger for an emergency was, because a drought is such a slow moving process and hard to gauge at what point it's an emergency, especially for coastal communities who have to consider seawater intrusion as they pump their wells. Transporting emergency water was something else that was discussed. It can be sent by semi-trucks or by barge if the need is great enough. So it was interesting to have many groups table and hear what the different options were, although I wouldn't say that a definite procedure was put into place, but it was still interesting. It's possible. I actually had to leave to pick up my kids before it ended, so hopefully another meeting like that will happen, but that was all that I have.
Okay. Thank you. I attended the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting last Wednesday on the 16th. We did receive a report from the auditor on the audit for the year ending 2013. That's 2012-2013, so it took a year to get it, but it was an unqualified opinion. There was one kind of ironic glaring error on the auditor's report, in that it stated that the fine from the 2010 sewage bill had been settled and paid, which of course it hadn't. So we audited the auditor's report and sent them back with that particular change, and did receive it. We then did sign on for one more year. We anticipate that next year it'll go out for bid again for another auditor. So that was my report. Karen?
Yeah, I went to Zone 3 Tech, and along with what Lori has already reported, they also are finally in the process of getting hydrological services for the flood control and water conservation habitat conservation plan. The plan's been going on forever and ever, and they are finally in the process of actually hiring an agency. They're going to interview the top. Yeah, pretty cool.
All right, we'll move on to the consent agenda. We take public comment on matters on the consent agenda. Is there any public comment at this time on the consent agenda? All right, seeing none, we'll close public comment.
We do have two items. That's the review and approval of minutes from the July 9th regular meeting and cash disbursements. I do note we have, is this an amended cash disbursements?
There's a couple of changes. I added two insurance items on there. One is for the medical insurance and the other is for the general liability. And then I also pulled one of the items on there that was for American flag and gift. I had some questions, but it's rather minor. And the insurance payments, you see them every month. They're business as usual.
If there's no discussion, is there a motion?
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I actually do have just some typos on the...
On the minutes?
On the minutes, yes. Unless I believe the IRWA or the IRWM is referred to as IRWA, I'm not sure. Maybe that is an alternate option for referring to it. But
that's on page 1, item 8.4.
Yes. And also on 10 in the public comment.
Oh, where it says IRWA again.
Yeah.
That's under 10, item 10 on page 1, first line.
In the utility items, under 11A, it's actually the last line. There, let's see, or the second to last also. I just noticed Director Angela's name was misspelled. But it says that Vice President Lucy abstained, but she was actually recused. Because of
your conflict.
Yeah.
Not too many people spell it right, so I didn't notice.
Okay. I actually just noticed that right now.
That was a conflict because she lived with within the 500 feet.
Anything else, Jennifer?
No, that's all.
Thank you.
The only thing I want to say is there's this letter from Mr. Bogdan regarding the trash services, mm-hmm. and this was something that we actually asked him to propose to us, but I was going to ask Mr. Ogren if he would take a look at his request. The letter is on the back of the minutes from last time, and a follow-up is necessary. It's basically about he doesn't want to have to pay taxes if he keeps property, excuse me, not taxes, but garbage franchise expenses if he keeps his property clean. And so
I'll be glad to contact Mr. Bogdan.
Thank you. All right. Any other changes, Jennifer?
No.
All right. If those changes, is there a motion?
I so move.
Right. Second.
With changes.
Can we have a motion and a second? And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. That carries by a vote of 4-0 on motion by Ms. White. Move on to items number 10, the business items. We'll take public comment on those. We have two items. One is the resolution 2014-XX for the consolidation of the election, and the other one is a followed-up discussion of proposals for replacing the surplus dump truck with a multi-purpose truck. Good evening, Ms. Tacker.
Hello again. I am Julie Tacker, and I would like, I guess, the three-minute possibility here. This at this point in the agenda is where the whole formatting is flawed, and this is why. And Mr. Ogren has Mr. Maricino presented a staff report in your agenda packet Friday. I was able to read up, be apprised of issues that relate to item 10B and the purchase of a truck. Subsequently, Mr. Ogren has developed a PowerPoint and subsequent materials. I just picked those up this evening when I got here. I imagine you did too. And I have to speak first. This is wherein lies the rub. I am at a disadvantage because I haven't heard Mr. Ogren's presentation or Mr. Maricino's presentation on what is being asked of the board or the community with regard to the purchase of a truck. So from what I could glean in the very short time that I've had without the benefit of the presentation, I would have to look at his recommendations and ask that further consideration for this item be taken to your finance committee. The one that would give the community more
consolidation of election for Oceano Community Services District with the November 4th, 2014 elections. I think most people are aware there are three seats up for election at this time. We do have a staff report on that. Is there anything to add on this, Pavo or Marie?
I don't have anything to add to it.
I just had a few.
Go ahead. Typos.
Sorry. They're minimal, but in the resolution, I would recommend on the first line adding the word district to the end of Oceano Community Services. I would also...
Which first line are you talking
In the first line on the resolution, on the next page. Sorry about it.
Oh.
I would remove the word to right under that, after San Luis Obispo.
After San Luis Obispo?
Yes.
Why is that?
It's a minor, so it could stay. It just sounded better to me removing it, so we do not have to remove it.
Oh, right. It is a little bit surplusage.
Yeah, that was all. It's minor. And on the first whereas, after election, I would remove the word for. Where it says, has called an election for to be held.
Jeff, yeah, go ahead.
President Guerrero, I can see that this, in the fiscal impact, it's currently blank. It's not filled in, so the district would generally pay for any costs that it would otherwise be required to pay anyway. I don't know what those costs are, so it's de minimis or something that is just naturally would be incurred by the district anyway, but I just want to point out that there is no fiscal impact noted in there.
Well, I think we're going to be responsible for it.
You'd be responsible for
either
it.
Either way,
so it's...
Voting against it doesn't mean we don't have to do it.
Right.
But I have no other changes.
All right. Ms. White?
Nothing.
Ms. Angelo?
Nothing. No.
All right. Then I'll move to approve with the changes recommended by Ms. Blackburn.
I'll second.
All right. Why don't we do a roll call vote? We have a motion and a second.
President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Blackburn?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
All right. And Ms. Lucy is not here, so that will pass by vote of 4-0. Move on to item number 10B, discussion of proposals for replacement of surplus dump truck with a multi-purpose truck capable of pulling the jetter. We have had some discussion, but you were here last week, but you weren't there two weeks ago. What would you add to this, Pablo?
So I have prepared a PowerPoint in order to run through some stuff, and Marie, maybe you can help me with the computer there. And actually, at the last meeting, I was on my vacation in Colorado, so I
was
not
at
the meeting.
Okay.
It was the previous one. But I did review this one. I first want to make sure to compliment Tony for the additional research he did after your last mm-hmm. meeting. And he and I went through this in quite a bit of detail. Just to jump off real quickly and have a statement up front before I get into a few of the details that I want to walk through, is that I don't believe your board can take any final action today. Because there's really three issues overall that are involved. One is, do you want to take any direction, you know, the policy decisions? Second, purchasing policies. And then third, the budgetary issues. And in general, I think that in the future, I want to work to make sure to have staff reports articulate a little bit more about how we're addressing the purchasing policies from everything I've seen so far. They all seem to be fine. I just think the staff reports can kind of get into, because we didn't do the three sealed bids. Instead, we're using some of the alternative procedures that are established in the district's purchasing policy. So I'd like to see that. You know, I'll work to make sure that that's better explained in staff reports. That's not something to restrict your board, though, from taking any action today. The item that restricts your board from taking final action today is the appropriate budgetary actions that would be necessary that were not part of the agenda item, and that, as I'll mention toward the conclusion that I think we really do and should bring them through the Finance and Audit Committee before coming back to your board. But with that said, in running through the presentation real quickly, the proposed uses of the, you know, the new multi-purpose vehicle, because obviously a lot of the discussions have been about towing of the jetter and the need to be able to have an adequate truck to be able to do that. And the jetter itself is important because of the regulatory requirements associated with the sanitary sewer management plan. The idea that the regional boards throughout the state of California have been increasing their enforcement of collection systems and having a flatbed utility is certainly something that is important for operational purposes. Moving from the uses and into the financial considerations, in your package, the total cost of approximately $60,000 versus the current rental cost of about just over $1,700. The analysis in your board package assumed a proposed down payment of $20,000, and some of that budgetary savings could be developed through the current line item that has rental equipment at $24,000. And then the information in your package shows three different options associated with monthly payments, depending on if it's a 30-year amortization, a 3-year amortization, a 4-year amortization, or a 5-year amortization, with decreasing monthly payments the longer that it's actually extended. So then what does that mean on the next slide in terms of the total interest cost above and beyond the purchase price? With the 3-year amortization, it's almost $3,000 additional dollars. With a 4-year, it's almost $4,000. And with a 5-year amortization, it's $5,300. Now, of course, those interest costs, the longer you go out, are offset because you keep cash in the bank and you earn a little bit more interest income. So I didn't speculate as to what interest rates would be, but it's, you know, this is the parameters of what we're talking about in terms of additional interest costs with the longer loan repayment period. And what's interesting is that on the next sheet, it's the reverse, is that when we look at a break-even analysis, the longer you stretch out your payments, the faster you actually break even from a cash flow perspective or a budgetary perspective, because the lower the payment you have, then the more money you're keeping in the bank, and in comparison to the current rental costs, you break even actually faster with the longer term amortization. And so in the package today, and as well as on the package, this other sheet here that I handed out, that's the comparison that shows that if there was a $20,000 down payment in month number one and then monthly payments under those different scenarios, it shows where the break-even analysis is under those three different options. The next slide then is really gets to the question of, you know, do we need to own? Because if it's a piece of equipment, and I know that there had been some discussions of a Vactor truck at previous meetings, but the idea is when a particular piece of equipment is really needed infrequently, then it's often, you know, more financially beneficial to rent it when it's needed, as opposed to when the use is going to be continuous or annual and ongoing. When we own it, then it tends to be more financially beneficial, and clearly the analysis has shown that. And so I support the overall recommendation or the idea of acquiring the piece of equipment. And I like the fact that Tony, you know, worked through and identified the state purchasing rules and found people who, you know, work with the state on those procurement processes. I have a few questions that I need to follow up with the vendor in order to make sure I understand exactly how that happens. But in any case, since final action isn't being pursued today, I have time to follow up on that. But do we need to own? When the uses are frequent and reoccurring, then the financial benefits are certainly there to own, and because it's a multi-purpose piece of truck, then that is beneficial as well. The interest considerations are really the economic, and the break-even analysis is really cash flow and budgetary. And it comes down to that, you know, if we have adequate cash, then economically it makes sense to buy it with cash. But a lot of times, like, you know, homeowners, we don't have the cash in order to make that cash purchase, and so then we have to decide on what the best financing terms are. And that's the basis then for if your board is inclined for additional follow-up action on this, that we refer it back to the Finance and Audit Committee in order to address those details. That will also give me time in order to delve into what the reserve balances are of the different funds. And so on the board direction, I don't believe that final action is allowable tonight because the budgetary adjustments would be required, and that's not part of the agenda action. That requires a 4/5 vote of your board. I think your board should consider referring it to the Finance Committee with the three financing options, the fourth option of 100% cash payment, and the fifth option is to take no action on it, which would result in us to continue to rent the truck throughout the fiscal year. So my recommendation at this point in time is the referral to the Finance and Audit Committee. I do think that the acquisition is a good thing that would happen. It would be good for the district, and I'm glad to respond to any questions that your board might have.
Well, it seems to me that whether to purchase the vehicle is driven by a couple of things. And once ago when the sanitation district commented all the grit they were getting built up in their sumps. And I suspect it's from us jetting for the first time in a long time. And so it's sending that all down. So anyway, those are my thoughts on it. I'll turn it over to the rest of the board.
We had various discussions about keeping or not keeping the jetter. Was that ever finally decided, or we just, by virtue of it, we're using it, we're going to keep it because it works? Or wasn't, I don't know, was it ever decided?
I thought that we did decide to keep it because of our requirements, but we decided not to take any action, which was sort of a default, de facto,
okay,
deciding to keep it. Yeah. I think that's what we decided not to do, was take
okay.
action.
Yeah.
The larger trucks that we looked at would have had the same issues with coming out of compliance on the on the pollution control district standards and such. So that's my recollection.
Okay. Yeah.
On the jetter, Tony, do you know, is it going to be qualified for use for a period of time? Or is there something coming up that they're going to change, something that we have to alter it or add additional requirement for the vehicles, like they've done with the smogs and all that type of stuff?
At this time, I would say no.
Because it's pretty new, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tier four.
Okay.
I can look more into it and give you a definite answer, but at this time, no.
Okay. I just didn't want to get a surprise next year and go, guess what? Now you're out of compliance because the thing isn't the right.
Absolutely. I'll check with the CDPH.
Okay, yeah. Other than that, yeah.
Or AC. Air Pollution Control Board, District.
APB.
There we go.
AQ.
Okay, thank you.
Air Quality Control. We're all mixing it up anyway. But there was, and then there was also the discussion, because remember, wasn't it Cambria, Pavel? You probably know this. That got hit with about $250,000 fine for not jetting their sewers recently.
I'm not aware of that. It very well may be true, but I'm not familiar with that.
They had an overflow, and I think they got fined around February or March. I can't, the date escapes me.
President Guerrero, there was one point that I omitted on the last sheet where I took an excerpt out of the proposed budget that was adopted by your board. I highlighted a couple of things in order to explain a little bit more detail some of the state controller's requirements associated with budgetary controls. And the idea that is in the yellow, I highlighted the subtotals, and those are referred to as object-level controls, and those are required. All districts, counties, special districts, and cities have to maintain object-level controls that if there's a budget adjustment that's necessary, those individual line items are not, those are, by policy, your board could establish controls on the individual line items, but through the state controller's office, the budgetary controls are at personnel or labor and benefit, services and supplies, versus the last subtotal that we have is the non-operating issues like capital expenditures and equipment. And the controller's guide actually makes us on equipment to break it into some sub-object like equipment for vehicles as opposed to a plant or a new well or whatever. So our state controller requires us to maintain budgetary controls at the subtotal levels. And then I circled line item 241 is where we have rents and leases of equipment, which is an operating expense, versus then down at 351, which is a capital equipment and machinery. And so that's part of what prompts the need to have a budgetary adjustment, even if we have the cash within the current year's budget. And then, of course, we don't budget just the loan payments for that particular year. We have to budget the entire expenditure.
Insurance and fuel and maintenance?
No, just the capital. And then the insurance and the fuel and everything is part of the operating budget. So, anyways, I wanted to provide that as a little bit more explanation as to why a future budget adjustment would be necessary if we have the direction to continue to work on this item.
Our next board meeting is the 13th. I'm just thinking out loud, if we did schedule a finance committee meeting, when to have that to be productive, would be nice to have it prior to the 8th of August, which of course is the date that the packet would go out. So if any recommendation came from the...
That's a short week.
It could be attached. Yeah, it is a short week. And I'm in trial this week and next week. Just picked a jury, finished picking a jury today.
You know, I might suggest that off calendar I can, you know, contact...
Sure. Why don't you contact Jennifer and I?
Yeah, in order to schedule that meeting.
And that's assuming that that's the direction the board wants us to go. Lori, go to your...
Yeah, we need to... Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Karen, any...
Yeah, we're...
You know, there's a bit of acknowledgement that they've been doing it when they signed the letters, especially considering these items come to your board for approval.
Mm-hmm.
If this particular item was delegated... you know, to the general manager, then that might be a different situation. But because will serve letters come to your board, that's my only recommendation. In reviewing the details with her, in future will serve letters and working with legal counsel, I might make some recommendations on some word changes. For example, in the first line item, it says, this letter is to inform you that all applicable water and sewer facilities have been installed in accordance with OCSD standards. And Celia explained to me that that's something that county planning would wanted to make sure was in there. And the ambiguity in the statement as it is right now is that we have installed applicable water and sewer facilities, or is it that the contractor has already done something in conformance with a previous requirement we established? So I'll work with county planning in order to, you know, make sure that we have modified language that meets their needs. And, you know, again, with a single-family residential development, and we know that the pipes are in the ground in front, I'm not worried about making those edits for this particular meeting. But again, you know, in terms of who signs it, I like the idea that the staff member who's really working on the details is acknowledged through executing the document as approved by your board.
I think that sounds appropriate. You know, and it actually brings up another issue. I'm a professional talker, so forgive me at any point, or stop me at any point, but... you know, it's your first night here as being on staff, and the staff members, and Tony and Marie and Mario and Celia and Casey and Jason have just been amazing these last number of months or year, really working without a head manager and keeping the water on and the toilets flushing. They've been really amazing.
I appreciate the warm reception that I had on Monday morning.
Good. Any other changes that you see here? There has been an ongoing discussion, I know that you're aware of, regarding the OCSD collecting the connection capacity fees for the South San Luis Obispo sewer plant, the San District. And what we decided to do was to punt until you got here to work it out with Rick Sweet. But this letter may need change pretty soon, and we'll want to check and see whether or not Casey O'Connor has paid those particular fees to him, because I think we were considering, since there's been tens of thousands of dollars not collected, that is really ratepayer money. We need to make sure those get handled.
Yeah, that's right. So I think that this letter appropriately addresses that issue to make sure that that money doesn't slip between the cracks, and then we'll schedule a future agenda item to get the policy direction from your board on how we want to proceed in the future. And in the meanwhile, I'll make sure to touch base with the San District and understand their preferences.
Okay. Any other discussion, or is there any concern about the extension on the will serve letter?
No, but I did like the wording change there. The bolded wording on the letter. If you turn the page, just right there.
Well, if there's no other discussion, I'll move to approve staff's recommendation to extend the WillServe for the WillServe extension. Excuse me.
A second.
All right, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, that carries by a vote of 4-0. Let me ask Mr. Minery, we do have a closed session this evening, that's correct. Okay. Why don't we take that out of line and go with our receiver and communications and future agenda items? Any final public comment on the closed session? And then go into closed session.
Do you want to take public comment on closed session?
Let's go to receive communications. I did receive this letter from Mary Lewis, who is stepping down from the Oceano Farmers Market. She's provided 2 years of service. I sent her an email, I think I did, thanking her for her service. She's a very kind lady who has done good work for the community, and I'm sure will continue to do good work, but she's going back to work in a regular or more regular employment. So I did want to include that. There was this email chain with me and Ms. Dodds that I included. And I think any other late received communications? Anybody have anything to add? All right. Future agenda items. We've had a bunch. We left it blank this time, but we've had a bunch. And perhaps I can ask Marie and Mr. Ogren to go through those and look at and maybe prioritize those if you want to.
Certainly, President Guerrero, my thoughts on, in terms of my priorities, and there's procedural requirements associated with establishing my action, but certainly understanding what those tenant thoughts are is going to be important. And I also understand that county staff will be sending all the state water contractors correspondence, hopefully by the end of this week, in order to provide us with a preview of what some of the discussions will be with the board on August 12th. On August 19th, then, I'm informed, is going to be a board hearing which specifically then addresses Zone 3, the surplus water situation, and the low reservoir response plan for when the lake gets at 20,000 acre feet and lower. What the staff recommendations will be for the 19th, they typically won't come out with that formally. We won't see it on the agenda until August 13th. But I've encouraged them to send correspondence out to the Zone 3 agencies. Their staff report is due internally on the Friday before, which is August 8th. And I've encouraged them to send out some correspondence to us, as well as Pismo and Grover and Arroyo Grande, Avila area, to give us a little bit of a preview of where they think that the recommendations might be going. And based on that timing, my interest is in whether or not your board would be open to considering a special meeting on Wednesday, August 6th, because then we will certainly understand where the state water the preliminary recommendations or direction that goes to the board on August 12th. And we may very well also then understand what their recommendations will be for August 19th and the board hearing on the Zone 3 water surplus situation.
What time would you have that meeting? I have a Sand District meeting that night at 6.
On the 6th. Oh, okay. We're not limited to Wednesdays. What time is your Sand District meeting?
6 o'clock.
Yeah, so that would conflict. The 7th, might that be possible for board members?
I have exchange students leaving that day. The 5th would be better, or you guys can have the meeting without me.
No.
Okay. Well, we could do it, or we could do it at 7:30. You know, I don't know.
And the meeting would be specifically focused on water. It would be a single agenda item. So. I'm definitely open to a 7:30 meeting on again, that would be August 6th.
Yeah, that would be fine for me to do it at 7:30. I mean, I could probably be here at 7, but just in case, I haven't reviewed the agenda yet. We haven't finalized it for next week. And, you know, sometimes we get out of there in 30 minutes or less, and other times it's lengthier. It's been pretty light lately. Things go a lot smoother when it's running well. And so.
Well, again, as a special meeting, you know, we could do confirmation and.
Sure. Why don't we tentatively plan for 7:30
on the 6th?
On the 6th, then I'll run. That'll give me more an opportunity to look at the agenda for that evening because it's not even close to having been prepared yet.
And then the State Water Board did just recently adopt some mandates for agencies to implement certain mandatory water conservation measures. So I'll make sure to bring those back at that time. It may be that Oceano is exempt from those requirements because we don't have 3,000 connections, but if it's good for the big guys, it's probably good for us. The drought is hitting everybody, so.
So let's make our voice heard.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Mr. Ogden?
Nope.
All right. Marie, anything to add?
No, I don't think so.
I said Marie, but okay, we'll go to Lori.
I'm sorry, I just said that.
Ms. Blackburn?
No, but I did just notice that we have this flyer for the
Kiwanis spaghetti dinner at the depot, 4 to 6 on Saturday. So be there or be square. Well, do we have one of these posted in the front window?
Pardon me?
Do we have one of these posted in the front window?
We do.
Excellent. Excellent. Ms. White, anything you want to add before we'll take public comment on closed session?
Yes. The spaghetti dinner will benefit the children's program at the Oceano. It's sponsored by the Oceano Kiwanis. And Super Duper Dinner is $10 from 4 to 6 p.m. on Saturday at the depot.
Good article yesterday in the Tribune about some positive things happening with kids in Oceano and our own Mario De Leon being part of that. So I appreciate it, Mario. I really do. We'll take public comment on closed session items. Is there any public comment on this? Ms. Tacker, good evening. Again?
See? I'll round it out. Probably less than 5 minutes total.
Well, you have 2 minutes left, so.
I know. I won't need them all. For your closed session item, you are discussing your labor negotiations, and in light of something you said just a few minutes ago about your staff, manning a ship without...
It's open. Everybody else's, except for mine, here this evening is open. It's Ms. Blackburn's, Ms. Angelo's, and Ms. White's.
And which is the two-year seat?
Ms. Blackburn's.
Okay.
Yes.
So Lori and
Karen.
are running for 4-year terms, and Ms. Blackburn is running fill a 2-year term.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Mann. All right. With that, there's.
Can I have? I just wanted to.
Yes.
I wanted to say something to Mary. Mary Lewis, I read your letter, and I greatly appreciate the volunteer that you do because you do outside of this as well. I see you at the depot with things, and in general, you seem to help everybody.
All right. At this time, we will move into closed session. It is 7:29 p.m. pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. Conference with labor negotiators. The agency designated representative is Vice President Mary Lucy. The employee organization is the Service Employees International Union 620.
Consolidation of elections.
Yeah, we had it as a resolution. We approved it.
I don't know where this came from.
All right. AGP.
Last month.
All right, we'll call this meeting back to order. It's the Oceano Community Services District. It is now 8:27 p.m. We've returned from closed session, and we have no reportable action at this time. However, we will place it on our next regular agenda and open session for August 13th. And that, again, is the union negotiations. It is now still 8:27 p.m., and we'll move to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Have a great night.